Yirurachuda, that maybe after you finish checking one room, and you make sure in this room there's no more chametz, you don't have to be afraid a chulda, a weasel, is going to come from the next room, and take chametz from the next room, and as soon as you leave this room, bring it back in here. So then you'll never be mekani mitzvah sebrika. Because as soon as you guys finish checking this room, you should be afraid the weasel is going to come right back in again with chametz. So that's what you're not to be afraid of. Heis ein chesh, you're not to be afraid of shema gira chulda. Maybe the weasel came and slept in, dragged in some chametz. Mi bayis la bayis, from one house to another house. Umi mokum la mokum, you're not to be afraid from one place now to another place now. The im came, because if you're going to be afraid like that, now this really could be taken care of. If we'll be afraid in your house that when you check one room, maybe the weasel's in the other room, and he has the chametz in his mouth, and as soon as you come out, he'll come back into this room. So that's what you can get away with by, let's say you have five rooms in your house. So you'll have five people in the house checking all the five rooms at the same time. So if you check in all five rooms at the same time, then you catch the weasel. You're not going to be afraid then the weasel's going to move from one room to another room, because at the exact same time, you have five people checking every room in the house. So maybe that's what you have to do. Maybe when you check your house, your mamash have to check every spot at the same time. You have to have five people in five rooms. But the Mishnah says it's not mistavri though. Why? The imkame mechatzel lechatzer. What are you going to do? True, you'll have five people checking out your house. But when you get finished checking out your house, the weasel will come from the next guy, neighbor, from the neighbor's house, for the next chatzer, with their chometz, and bring it into your house. So you can't tell me that everybody in the neighborhood has to check the chametz the exact same second to make sure no weasel's walking around with chametz and taking, like, you have to say that everybody's doing the same second. If everybody does it the same second, that'll be good. Because the same second, everybody takes all the chametz away. So the weasel has no chametz to take. But once poshut is, one guy does it at 7 o'clock, one guy does it at 10 after 7, one guy does it at 7:15. So we should be afraid that when the first guy did 7 o'clock, when he got finished, the guy that's doing first started at 7:30, didn't even start yet, so there's chametz there, so the weasel will take his chametz and bring it back into your house. So if you're afraid, b'dika will never take place, will never be good. Uvaita, or me'yil year, and you should be afraid then. Even if you tell me all the people in your city, everybody has a clock, they're going to make the b'dika punk 7 o'clock at night, but what are you going to do about the next city? Maybe the weasel will travel and take the chametz from the next city into our city. So therefore, the klal is ein l'dover soif. If you're going to be afraid that maybe a weasel, after you finish making a bdika, is going to come in with new chametz, it's ain't l'dover soif. There'll never be an end to it. So it's not mistavra. We're not afraid of that. Nevada Rabbanan said, you go make a bdika, and you don't have to be afraid maybe after you guys finish, a weasel will come in with chametz and that you have to make another bdika. No, we're not afraid of that. Because if you were afraid, there'll be no end. So since there is a din, the Rabbanan are called to make a bdika, Peshkut, you don't have to do more than just check your house once. So that's the Gemara. Taima, what's the time of the Mishnah? The Loi Chazina, the Shokum. Because we did not see the weasel come in the house with chametz. So if you check out your house, the Mishnah said you do not have to be afraid that maybe a weasel will come in. His Kol Zaman, we don't see him, we're not afraid he'll come in. But it's a Diyik, Ho Chazina, the Shokum. Let's say we see a weasel walking through your front door. And in his mouth he has chametz. You see clearly the weasel's coming into your house with chametz. Then avada chashinam. Then it's master for the Mishnah. You do have to be choshed that he has the chametz in your house. Uboy b'dika. And you'll have to make another b'dika in your house. And the Mishnah just says, ein choshed in shema. We're not afraid maybe he'll come schlepping in chametz into your house. But mashm, if you know vada, you see the weasel at the front door coming in with chametz in his mouth and you can't throw him out, but he jumped in, you'll have to check out your house. That's the mashm from the Mishnah. Why should that be? Why should you have the chiv to make another b'dika? Neimo, why don't we say achaltiya? We should say pshita 100% the weasel ate the chametz. If the weasel came into your house erev Pesach by night with chametz in his mouth, pshita, wherever he went, he ate it up. Why should we have to say you have to make another b'dika? Pshita, we should say he ate it up. What's the raya? So the marmila tanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah in Oilis that medurai takim? Maduras means the neighborhoods or rooms that a goy live in. Like you own the house, and you rent out your house to a goy. You're letting a room to a goy live in your house. Now, the locker is Timayim. The locker is when the goy leaves the house, you have to be afraid that house has a Tomei Mace inside it. So Rashi says, why? The Mishnah is Rashi says, Milo Tanan, B'mesech Lo'elis, Maduras Oedikachovim, Timayim if Neisha Koivrim, Neflayim of Atayim. We have to be afraid that a goy there, his wife was mapel, had a miscarriage, and they leave the baby there in the house. They don't bury it anyplace else. Right? So damos in the houses also wasn't like us. The house used to be, the floor used to be a dirt floor. So you have to be afraid that in the floor goofa they made a hole and they put the nafel there. So you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house now. So you have a guy living in your house. When he leaves your house, you have to be afraid there's a mace, there's a baby buried there, and it's tummy. So drashi bo'akim t'meim b'misosim af b'yoyil l'rabonin. And even a guy, when he dies, he has tumas oil. So drashi lo'b shimon ben yochoi nami d'yoma kivri yod g'chovim ein metamim. Even if Shimon Shiter is that no, a guy is not metamim. Or the drashi b'maga b'masim moidhu. But b'maga b'masim, if you touch it, mamish, or carry it, then even if Shimon is moidhu, that a guy has tumas to it. As the yid carries a guy, that's mace, or he touches a mace of a guy, he's tummy. Even according to Rav Shimon, there's only a ptur that a guy that's mace has no tumas oil on it. A guy is not called an odim. But I call upon him tumas magadar is. So that's the halacha. If you rent out your room to a guy, you should know when he moves out of the room, you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house. The kama yishoyim. Now, how long does the guy have to live there that you're afraid that they had a miscarriage? The mother via mother tzorach b'dika, aboyim yoyim, at least 40 days. Why 40 days, the Rashi? Kedai yitziras of lad, because that's how long it takes her. When she gets pregnant, at least 40 days, she has to be pregnant for at least 40 days. Then if she's mapple, there's tumah to the vlad. Less than 40 days, that vlad is not called the vlad, it has no tumah to it. Vaitas of tomorrow, the Mishnah says, V'yafa fi shen lo isha. Even though you thought you rented the room to a bachelor, to a guy that's a bachelor, still you have to be afraid that he has the thrashing. V'fisha choshinu al aznus. We're afraid he has nus with a lady. Even though he's not married, still we have to be afraid he has a girlfriend there, and they had nus together, and she became pregnant. So if they lived there for 40 days, then you have to be afraid that maybe she had a miscarriage, and the baby is buried under the floor there. Tzorach v'dika. Now, but the Mishnah there says, V'chol mokem shechulda, v'chaz yecholim l'halach, but any room, any place that a weasel could go through that room, or else a pig could walk through that room, is ain't tzorach v'dika. Then you don't have to check out that room anymore. Why? Because Triti, even if they had a miscarriage and they buried the baby there, the chulda eats it up. So you see a chulda, when he finds food, he eats it up right away. There's no suffix, maybe it's still there. So that's our kasha now. Why in our Mishnah are we saying that a mashmi, if you would see the weasel come through your front door with chametz in his mouth, after you made the bdika in your house, you're going to have to check the house out again. Why? Let's say, when he came in with chametz, but he zicha ate it up. Just like we're saying here, where the weasel would see that there's a nafil buried in the house, he would for sure eat it up. So, same thing, he'll eat up bread. And the Gemara knows. Omer Rav Zeira l'kashya. I'll tell you, there's no kashya here. Hoba basar, hoba lechem. I'll tell you, a weasel knows what's good. He only eats up the meat. The meat he'll eat up. But bread he doesn't care for so much. So if you see him coming in the house with the bread, you have to be afraid he didn't finish it up before Pesach, and you have to check out the house. So, Omer Rav Zeira l'mishayra. Buy meat, it's good. He doesn't leave over, he'll eat up those things right away. But lechem mishayra, mashenkin lechem, it's not so good. He'll eat up a little bit maybe, but he'll leave over some. So you have to be afraid that there'll be some chametz in your house at the beginning of Pesach. Therefore, if you see the weasel come in your house, even if you made the bedikah with chametz, you have to check the house out again. Omar Rava, Zit Rava, hi mai. No, what kind of kasher is this? Why are you making a doima? What does one have to do with the other? Hi mai, what's going on here? Bishleim ahosam, bishleim over there by the guy that's living in your apartment, we say when he lives. That true, we're afraid maybe his wife or girlfriend had a miscarriage, and maybe the baby is buried there. So as Tom says, Tommy, you have to check out all the whole floor there. But we say, but if you have a chulda there, then you don't have to check it out. Because a chulda, weasel, or a pig, they'll for sure eat it up. But tomorrow, what's going on here? Bishleim ahosam, aimer heavy. We don't know 100% that the guy had a girlfriend there and had a miscarriage. We don't know for sure. No, could be yeah, could be no. The imtim slim heavy. Now, we're only saying on the side that there was a miscarriage there. So then we say that's why if you have to check out the house. You shouldn't start and walk in there. Maybe there's a baby buried there. But then we say, then we say, good, but if a chulda is ruggled to go there or a pig walks through there, then we say don't have to check out. Because it could be just maybe the chulda eats it up. But it's like a sveikum. We don't know 100% the miscarriage took place altogether. So the fact to say there was no miscarriage altogether. And in Tim Slamer there was a miscarriage, then we'll say maybe the chulda ate it up. Aval hochon. But here we're talking about our dik for the Mishnah is, tevadai de chazin and de shokom. Here our dear the Mishnah was, the Mishnah just says, you don't have to be afraid that maybe a weasel came in the house with chametz in his mouth. If you make a bdika finish, you don't have to worry about a weasel. There's a diak mashma though, but if you see the weasel coming through your front door with chametz in his mouth, then you do have to check out the house. So what's shver? Here that we see 100% that the chulda came in with the chametz, we're not saying on a suffix, maybe he ate it up. True, it's only a suffix, maybe yes. But avada, maybe he didn't eat up the chametz. On the tzad that he did not eat up the chametz, you'll be over in aveir on Pesach. That's why you have to make a bdika. In other words, you have no raya from there by the nafel to say that it's 100% that a chulda eats up the nafel. No. Maybe it's only a suffix if the chulda eats up the weasel or not. We have a suffix if he eats up his food or not. But why over there by the miscarriage, we don't know 100% there was a miscarriage there. We don't know. It's only a suffix. Maybe yes. So since it's only a suffix, a doubt, if it happened or not, then we have a right to be safe that Mistama the chulda ate it up. But where we know 100% something took place, like here, we saw the chulda coming out with the chametz, we can't be samech, maybe the chulda ate it up. That's called a suffix. And the klal is, here that we for sure saw the weasel come in with the chametz, do we have a right to say, is it enough to say just that maybe he ate it up? The klal is, have a suffix of vaday. True, it's a suffix, maybe the chulda ate up the chametz, maybe he did not eat up the chametz. But it's a vaday. We know for sure chametz came into the room. And the klal is, v'ein sofik moitzim midei vaday. Something that's a sofik, if it took place or not, cannot help us out when we know there's a vaday yisr. When we know there's a vaday yisr here, it only helps you out if you know vaday something happened. But just to say a sofik, you're a sofik, maybe the chulda ate up the bread, but it's a tzad to say maybe it didn't eat it up. Now, since we saw him come into the house with the bread, we have to be afraid maybe the bread is still there, and you open it, there is some. So, rather than, you'll have to make a bdika. So, that's the dik for our Mishnah. And like the Prashna speak out, that Prashna is talking about here, Pesach speaks out one Teretz, is that you did not make any bittul. So, now it's a shallow Prashna Nisidiraisa. On the tzad to say the chometz is in your Rishus, since you didn't make a bittul here, there'll be an Nisidiraisa. So, by Nisidiraisa, the klal is, ain't suffered, Moisim Levade. His kolzman, the weasel came in, it's like Kamat Vadi, you're going to be over Nisidiraisa now. You have chometz in your Rishus. What do you want to say? No, maybe he ate it up. Maybe he ate it up is not enough. When you have a vaday, the cloud is a suffix is not enough. Fred the Gemara, is that true? Is this cloud true? The ain't suffix moitzim midivadi. Is that true? That even though something happened for sure, you can't rely on a suffix. Maybe v'ha tanya, we learned like this. Chaveh shemes. A chaveh means a choshev, a person, a tamachochim, that for sure takes care of his parents that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure he took off shumas and meisers. But here the chaveh died today. V'niach megura malaya peris, and he left over his warehouse, Rashi, his gurin, his silon, full of peris. V'afilu ain't b'nei yoimin. Afilu we know that they first picked off these peris today, or else they first brought the peris into the house today. So the guru would say, let's say they came into the house 10 o'clock, and this person was nifta 12 o'clock. So all he had was the last 2 hours of his life. How do we know he took off trumas and maestras? Maybe he didn't get around to do it or not. Still, the halacha is, Harayim Becheskas Misukonim. They are, Becheskas means you have a right to take on, that they are a fixed up, Misukonim. That means that this chavah, this person, took off Trumas and Maisers. That's what you have a right to say. Now the question is why? For Hocho Devadai Tzvili, Hani Peri. These Peris are talking about Peris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he brought it into his house, they had Rias Pnei Abayis, so the Mechoyiv Nau Midiraisam, it's also to eat them, unless you take off Trumas and Maisers. So that there's a vada isihim midiraisa. That's what we're talking about. O sofik musharin, the sofik loy musharin. You have a sofik if it took off meiser, or he didn't take off meiser. We don't know for sure this chava took off the meiser or not. Ukrasi, and still we say, Ukrasi, Sufik, Umaitse, Midivade. Still we're saying we have a right to Naman, that most probably this Chosh of a person took off Trumas and Maisus, and that's why we say the Locher is, even after he's Mace, you are allowed to eat the Paris. Like Rashi says, the Yarshim. Whoever Yarshim inherit him, they have a right to go and eat the Paris. They have a right to say, Mistama, my father, took off Trumas and Maisus. But do we know Vadai? No. So you see, even though there's a vada you used to hear, you have a right to say, since something that most probably will happen, that's enough to be mati surim. Here also, this chuda. That's what we say that the chuda eats it up. It's not just sound like a 50-50 chance.
Avada, these chances are like 90% chance here. We're talking about things that most probably will happen. It's not true. Most probably the chulda will eat up the whole chametz. But still we're saying, it's not 100% though. You don't know 100%. So when you have something that's 100% iser, you can't rely on a 90% heter. You have to have 100% heter. For the more here, you see, not like that. Here there's 100% iser. We know for sure these peris are tevel. They have a chiv to take off trumas and maizus. Now, it was also tidit as soon as it was picked off the tree. Now you want to say it's muta tidit. Why? Because you're telling me most probably this person took off trumas and maizus. But that's not avada. That's not 100%. That's like a 90% most probably happened. So you see, you could be saying on a good suffix. So the Gemara, look, here there's no raya. Yeah, look. Something was shown, something was evading. Nor hossam, no, here it's different. Vada yu vada yu. I tell you here, by a chover, it's like 100% for sure that he took off the trumas and maestris. The vadai maestrin. We never on a chover for sure, 100% before he was nifter. Like as soon as the parents came into his house, the first thing he does is he takes off trumas and maestris. Kid Rabbi Chanina chuzoi. The Yom Rabbi Chanina Chazoi. Rabbi Chanina Chazoi says, Chazoka. There's like a Chazoka means like a biru, like we, there's a raya. There's 100% raya here. Al Chavar, Shein Moitzi Metachas, Yod Edover Shein Mesukin. There's 100% Chazoka that a Chavar does not let anything go out of his hands that's not fixed up. So as soon as the Chavar realizes that these payers came into his house, right away, for sure, 100%, he like jumped and took off the Trumas and Maestris. That's why he not eat it. Mashenkin, by the chulda, this weasel has no chazakam that he finished eating up the bread. Could be he was filled up from yesterday yet. He doesn't need any new bread yet. So therefore he took in the bread and he stored it in your under your kitchen floor because he wants to eat it tomorrow in the middle of Pesach. So therefore, since it's not 100% for sure, the weasel ate up the bread, that's why the deek is that if you see him come in your house with the bread, you're mechuyev to make another bedika throughout your house. Mashenkin here, it's like a chazaka that a chover checks out a sumus amaisis, that's like a vaday. The boy is saying, if you want, I'll give you another teretz. The boy is saying, if you want, we'll say like this. Sofik or sofik here. No. These peris that the chover has in his house is not 100% mechuyiv and trumas amaisis. It's also like a sofik to start off with. Why? Dilma mikara emar deloy tvila. Maybe at the beginning when these peris are brought into the house, maybe taka they were not mechuyiv and trumas amaisis. Maybe midiraisa, you weren't mechuyev to take off trumas and maizus with these pears. Why not? We're talking about he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So you have these apples, these oranges that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Or better still, let's say imamish wheat. Midiraisa, you only mechuyev to take off trumas and maizus from dog and tirish for yitzer, from the five grains, and from grapes, and from olives. So let's say here he grew grapes. Grapes, midiraisa, you mechuyev to take off trumas and maizus. It's also tedious. So what do you mean to say it's a suffix here? So the moral career boishia. We're talking about like Rabbi Oishia says. The Yom Rabbi Oishia. Ma'arim Odom, a person can play a game if he wants to get out of taking off Trumas and Maisris, out for us, like upon his tfuah, upon his wheat, the grain that grew. Omachnisa b'moit shaloh. And he'll bring it into his front door through his house when it's still in the shaft. When it's still b'moit, means the shaft around the wheat is still in the shaft. That's the way he'll bring it into his house. And in such a case, mid yiraisa yapotah from taking off Trumas and Maisris. Shaloh, kedei shetei behem to yecheles. That the reason he's doing it, that he's bringing it in, that his behemah should be allowed to eat these peris. Ufturim in a meiser. And in such a case, you're potter in a meiser. Because the klal is like this. To be mechayiv in a meiser, there are two tenoyim. One tenoyim has to be gemar melacha. That means the wheat has to be taken out of its shaft, and you put it into the pile, and you like smooth down the pile. That's called miruach. You have to make miruach, means smooth down the pile of wheat. In other words, you have gemar melacha. You finish the stage of the peri. It's now in its final stage of wheat. And then, when you bring it into your house, when it's rias, pnei abayis, that's when you mechuyib midirais to take off trumas and maizus. Before that, you potter. Now, if you take the wheat, when it's still in the shaft, that's not called gemar melacha. It's not called the wheat is a finished product yet. If you take it the way it is right now and bring it in your house, midirais, so you're still potter from giving off trumas and maizus. And then in your house, if you'll take out the wheat there, you're still potter midiraisa. Because midiraisa, you only mechuyiv if you bring the peris, finished peris already, through your house. Another p'tur is, the Gemara says is, you can take the peris and throw it over the ceiling. If you don't bring it through the front door, you throw it over the roof or bring it through the window, also you're potter midiraisa. Because midiraisa, you only mechuyiv and trumas amaisis with two tenoyim. There's a Gemara melacha, the peri is finished in its finished stage, and now you bring it through the front door. So here, the monashach, if you can tell me this chavri, even though he's a chosh of a person, But you tell him we have a suffix, maybe he didn't take off Trumas and Maisnes. If you want to have sveikus about him, we have a suffix at the beginning, who said these perimus came through the house after it was in a finished product. Maybe it wasn't in its finished product yet, it was still in its shaft, and that's the way he brought it through the house. Today that what? That he should be out of feed his behemoth. Because the locher is that even without these two tenoyim, if you don't take off the shaft yet, still midirabbonin it's not tida chilz kfar. Midirabbonin you're not allowed to eat from the peris. Kfar means a meal unless you first take off trumas and maisis. That's midirabbonin. So this person, what is he gaining by bringing in the tefuah with the shaft through the front door? The chori still is not allowed to eat midirabbonin a full meal. But the teretz is for your behemoth. You're allowed to feed these peris to your behemoth. For your behemoth, the rabbanon didn't make any gzeres. Midiraisa, if you brought it through your house when it was a finished product, it's tevel. It's mechuyev and trumas and maisis. You're not allowed to give it to your behemoth reader. But here, when you brought it in through the door, it was still in the shaft. So midiraisa, these peres are not mechuyev and trumas and maisis. The end of the loch is midirabbanon. You're not allowed to eat a kvah, but for your behemoth, you're allowed to give it as much as you want. The rabbanon didn't make a gzeres on the behemoth. So here also, these peres now, true. When we're talking about now, the chava dies. And the Yorish later yashnas the peris. Is he allowed to eat these peris or not? So we have a suffix now. Who the Yorish doesn't know, who said at the beginning these peris came in the door when it was a finished product? Maybe it came in the door. B'maitshalo. So we have a suffix it was mechuyivim in the rice or not. And in Tim Tzolayim it did come in when it was in a final product. There's a big chazaka though, there's a very good sad 90% chance that a chava does take off trumas and maisus. Here applies like a suffix, a suffix, therefore you could go lekula. Therefore you are allowed to eat it. But the question is though, lechur it's 100% mechui midrabanon though, trumas and maisus though. What are you telling me now? That maybe the tfuah, this wheat, came in with a shift through the door. So midiraisa you're allowed to eat it. That's why you can be seimech on the suffix that mistoma, the person later, did take off trumas and maisus. But midrabanon though, even this peris now, you're not allowed to eat these peris. Because with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat the peris before you take off Trumas and Maisus. You can't eat Achilles Kvah. So the Chur in the Rabbanon the Kisurum is still Shver. With the Rabbanon, this peris is Vaday Tevel. So how do you have a right to eat it later? Because we say most probably the Chava took off Trumas and Maisus. The Chur, that's only a Sufik. So both Rashi and Tosfos both say the same Yisoy, that Vaisal here at Smashman, that if the Issa was only with the Rabbanon, then we do say a Sufik could be Maitzi Avaday. Like we're saying, these fakers here are not just a 50-50 chance. It's like a 90% chance. So when you have a 90% chance, even though it's not 100, if it's only Yosef with the Rabbanon, then you could be Samech on this 90% chance. It's only for being Issa the Raisa, then we say in Sofik Moisim with the Vadin. So mainly here, for an Issa the Raisa, there's no, it's not a Vadin, it's Yosef with the Raisa. Maybe the Peris came in a shift. So since it wasn't a Gemar Peri yet, there's no Chiyim in the Raisam. Therefore, you have a right to be Saimech, most probably took off Shumas and Maisus. Mashenking, by Chometz here, it's also an Issa the Raisa. Because we're talking about he wasn't Mavato the Chometz. If you were Mavato the Chometz, now when you see the Chulda bring Chometz into your house, it's a Vadai that the Chometz is in your Rishus, you'll be over by your Matzai. So that's why in the Raisas, the Klal is, ain't Sadek Moisim in the Vadai. Mashenk in here, and the Rabbanans though, then you would say Sufik Moitzi Medivadi. You right? For the Mars, it's still true. The Yain Sufik Moitzi Medivadi is true. So when you have a Vada Yisim Mediraisa, you can't be Seimich on like a 90% chance that something took care of it. For your time, you've learned the price like this. Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Shiv Chosoi. There was a Maisa by a Shivcha with a maid, Shel Motzik. That was the name of this person. Rashi says he was an Olam. He was a strong person. Barimon, he lived in the city Rimon. She'atilo neifolabor. Then what happened? So it's the Shaila, Taisim Mesupik, is it means that the Shifcha, the maid herself, she had a miscarriage, and she threw the miscarriage into a bor. But this Pshat will soon say it's a Shaila, she has Tumas later or not. So this Pshat will be a riot that a Shifcha has Tumas later, which is not so postulate of a Shifcha has Tumas later or not. The other Pshat just could be that the Shifcha was holding her owner's miscarriage. So it was the Yisrael's miscarriage here. She had tilo nefer the bor, that they threw the miscarriage into the bor. Now a bor koyin echod,